Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
See, God made it so that the Christians could have no excuse. He stopped the storms till 3 o'clock or 2, something like that.
That's right.
What we're trying to do here is to learn how to live life. And one of the things that hurts us is Christians is they go to church, say they get saved, and then that's it. No, there's a little bit more to it. You become a Christian so that you can live the life that God promised you, right? And then, so that means that there's some things that you have to clean up. And we've been talking about, I think we use step 10. We use step 10 about the inventory. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what you have to do is you have to take inventory of your life. And one of the things about Christian, one of the tricks, I want everybody to look at me when I say this, one of the biggest tricks of the devil is to get you concerned about somebody else's.
Teach.
That is a huge trick. Because what you do is you start pulling weeds out of somebody else's garden, they'll start growing in yours. You see, and so another thing that hurts us is Christians need to tell the truth. The truth of the matter is you can go to church, you get saved, go to church and all those things, but stuff happens. Yeah, right? The only difference is how we handle it. We handle it different than other people handle it. There's no place in there where it said we weren't going to have no troubles and trials and tribulations. Matter of fact, the Bible talks about trials and tribulations. That's why we need the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to help us to get through the trials and tribulations of life. And so I would rather have a pastor like that guy, great guy y'all got, to tell me that, hey, dudes, you better wake up because sooner or later you're going to get slapped in the face. But what the Bible does, it teaches us how to do with the hard stuff. And the hard stuff, the hardest thing is to look in the mirror and see what is really revealed. I'm talking about the spiritual mirror. When you ask God to show you who you really are, and because I tell you all the time, life will show you who you ain't.
Come on.
You see? And so I don't want to be caught up in things. So now, listen to me. You don't need to carry, you can't, when you, let's do it this way. We took inventory last week, right? And a lot of y'all, when I done the message about taking inventory, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Now that sounds really good, and a lot of folks were really into that listening to me. But what did you do? How many people in here really went home and took inventory of their life? All right, as individuals took inventory of their life, and then how many went and took inventory of the relationship, whether it be married, relationship, or the end? Where are we at? Where do we stand? Where do we need to clean up? I mean, that's just common sense, right?
That's right.
You see, your finances, inventory, your health, inventory, spirituality, inventory, emotionally, inventory. I was talking to a counselor today. We were just talking, and the reason a lot of people get in bad situations and they wind up quitting life is because they didn't take inventory. If they'd have took inventory and done what the Bible says, seek ye wise counsel. Now, what does wise counsel do? Seek any wise counsel. Some people can't take inventory, or they don't know what the situation is or the circumstance. They need somebody to help them to find that. Why would the Bible say seek ye wise counsel if it didn't want you to go seeking wise counsel?
Come on.
Now, it didn't say wise counsel in one area, did it? So if you're not really good at your finances, do what? Seek wise counsel. If you're not very good at your health thing, do what? Seek ye wise counsel. Your marriage about to fall apart, do what? Seek ye wise counsel. Emotional what? You seek ye wise counsel. Because when you think that you got it together, then that's when you fall apart.
Right.
And then one thing that hurts folks is you wise see when you seek wise counsel, it'll help you further on down the road. Okay? And so that's step 4. I like that. And 10 says we continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. Admit that you're wrong. You can't fix it unless you admit it. There's something to be fixed.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so, but it says, you get it fixed now. There's some people sitting in here, It's going to catch up with you sooner or later. You see, one of the things is, if you get happy and think things is good, but it, no. But are you ready to take inventory to know the strengths? You need to know your strength and your weaknesses, okay?
That's right.
You take inventory. How many of your Chief fans in here?
Amen.
All right, your Chief fans. What did the Chiefs do? They got a receiver.
That's right.
So they, what did they do? They sat there and took inventory. We don't know if this other guy's coming back or what he's my game. So we took inventory. We found inventory. There's a weakness in our team, and we want to do better, so we're going to get what? A receiver. You understand? So people in games do better than people in life. You know, they know. So everybody in here, I want you to understand that. You need to take inventory of some areas because it ain't always going to be like it is now. We got a bunch of people in here. Let's just have fun. You want to have fun? Let's talk to the young ladies in here. You in your 30s and you think everything's good, right? Menopause is coming. Young men, you see, you in your 30s, everything's good. Midlife crisis is coming. Because, and then the 40s, because see, sooner or later, when you take inventory, you got to figure out you ain't the woman you used to be, you ain't the man you used to be, but are you prepared for the next level of your life?
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, so this is what we do here. We're not afraid in this church to take inventory of those things. You know, we said in here, don't be ashamed. Everybody's got something they need to throw out of their closet. Now, here's one of the bad things you do, and you'll help me with this. Some people, not all people, some people understand that you took inventory of your closet and you took all the stuff that out that you thought you didn't need and you was really fired up about it. 6 months later, you got a closet full of stuff again.
That's right.
With a whole bunch of stuff you don't need. Right? Because you changed everything but your mindset. You changed everything but your mindset. This is why a lot of folk come to church and they don't get better. They don't change their mindset. You have to change your mindset. Is that scripture? Yes. Let this mind be in me. It's also in Christ Jesus. So you got to change your mindset, right? Because if you don't change your mindset, you're going to go right back to where you were. You understand that? So sometimes, listen to me very carefully here. Sometimes in relationships, it cracks me up when a couple gets into it and they have issues and they make up, right? And then here we go, a few weeks, you're right back. You're right back where you were because you didn't change your mindset.
Right.
You didn't change your things. You know, roses don't change nothing.
That's right.
Gentlemen. Yeah, yeah. A nice dinner don't change nothing, huh?
Peach.
You see, you understand? But you have to change your mindset, right? Are y'all with me? Am I doing all right? Yeah. So we have to change our mindset of things, you know? You see, had somebody in here has got a job that you said God blessed you with, you were sick of that job, so you're not doing the job the way you're supposed to be the job, change your mindset and say, well, God blessed me with this job, then I got to do this job to honor him.
That's right.
Right? You see? And because I like life things, all right? You see? You got to change your mindset, all right? So, because if you don't change your mindset, okay, you're going to go right back to where you were. Now I got to look at Karen and Kim because they like me. I can say tough things. They can have it. They do this here. So you got to change your mindset. And you say, Pastor, show us a scripture where it will help us to understand that. I can do that, Proverbs 6 and 11. As a dog returns to his own vomit, a fool returns to his folly.
That's right.
I didn't write it, but I would have. That's good. Yep. No, that's Proverbs 26 and 11. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Read that aloud so you heard my voice. I want to hear your voice.
Okay.
All right?
It says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly.
So the Bible is always telling us to not do what?
Don't go back.
This is scripture talking to us to don't go back. And so many of you, all of you in here has done it one time or another. If you don't change your mindset, you're going to go back to your old ways. And the Bible says what? Only a dog goes back to its own vomit. So don't get mad at them. I'm just a messenger, all right?
That's right.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm not going backwards. I don't want to go backwards. If I take inventory, I know what I need to throw out, and it should be thrown out permanently. And I'm not going back to pick it up. You see? And many of you, and I use relationships because it's easy, you was in a bad relationship, and you go keep going back and forth, back and forth. Some things ain't meant to be. You see? You see? Someone tell me, now don't get upset. Say, I ain't going to be upset at you, Pastor. Sometimes when people are dating and they say, we're having some hard time, but we're working on dating. I said, no, it ain't working. Dating is let you know, red flag, out of here.
That's right.
Yeah. If you're right. In a relationship, in a dating relationship, and it ain't working,
move on.
It ain't working. That means I'm out of here, right? Am I making good sense to you? You see, how you going, right? Some people looking at it, don't be upset. Don't get up. You can stay in it. You want to say, you can be a dog if you want to be a dog. It's your vomit. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But here's, I'm just trying to tell you what not to do according to scriptures. All right? Do you understand? Some things ain't working. They don't work. If you have a car and you keep taking it to the same mechanic, and every time you take it to the same mechanic, something's wrong.
Get rid of the car.
You need to move and go to another mechanic. You see, you understand? Why are you going to back to the same person that's doing the same thing to you?
Come on.
You see? And I'm not a counselor, but some of the counselors in this area will tell you that a lot of women, and women are the worst at this, will stay in abusive relationships because it only gets better for a minute, and they will sacrifice 6 months of abuse for 6 months of fun. Well, God has promised you a year if you do the right thing.
That's right.
So we want to deal with life over here. So we don't go back over here, right? And so we've taken inventory, and we take inventory, and we put it on the curve. It's on the curve. See, if you put it on the curve, the trash man comes and puts it and takes it in the trash and takes it to a lineman field, right? You see? So that's what we got to do over here. We're not a people that's going to keep going back and forth with the same thing now because we've taken inventory. It ain't worked before, and it's not going to work now. And God is showing me that he's showing me that you need to get rid of this. And you know, can I say something? People, when he shows you how ugly it is, quit praying for him to fix it.
Come on.
Can I say that, Sister Cozy? We praying for God to fix it, and God is saying, no, it's unfixable. You're unequally yoked.
That's right.
It says it's unequally yoked. And sometimes I got a church friend that just drives me nuts with a church over there. They're afraid to talk about unequally yoked. It said, no, y'all got a lot of problems over here because your people are teaching. You're not teaching your people. They're bringing folks in that they're unequally yoked with. I call it evangelistic dating. They're doing evangelistic dating. They're unequally yoked. These people can't live that life because they're what? They're unbelievers.
That's right.
Do you understand where I'm coming from? And so right there is enough information that I could say we could leave, but I'm going to stay here a little longer because God made the weather good till 3 o'clock.
That's right.
So here we go. So here's what we're going to do. We're not people that's backing up. There used to be a song. There used to be a person. These are kids in here, most of them. Nat King Cole used to have a song years ago called Looking Back Over My Life. I can see why I called you Strife. Some of y'all have heard that song, right? You see, but you can't change nothing looking back. Ain't nothing back there. There's nothing back there. I don't know if I had those three scriptures about backwards. Do I have them on here? Or just doing my head? He who puts his hand to the plow, do I have that?
That's right, Luke 9 and 62.
All right, I get excited sometimes, and here we go. So I'm going to give you some scriptures here, a scripture here. How many of you are going straight to the kingdom of God? Here we go. Here's the scripture, please.
In Luke 9 and 62, it says that Jesus, this is him in the red, said unto him, no man or woman, having put their hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Wow. Now that's scripture talking. Jesus, it says, once you start on your way, and on your journey to be a kingdom woman, a kingdom man, who are you looking back for?
That's right.
You done left that. Why are you looking back there for? There are too many times, people, look at me, folks, you're carrying stuff that you don't need to be carrying. I'm going to tell you all something. What you done yesterday don't matter today. You see? You know, we're not doing this. We don't do this in Christ's Temple North. We're trying to be kingdom men and kingdom women. If we're kingdom men and kingdom women, then we become kingdom husbands, fathers, mothers. You understand what I'm saying? But you can't do that back there.
That's right.
You got to keep going forward. Satan wants you to look back because I can't think of her name. Lot's wife, what'd she do? She looked back. Somebody said, there's all kinds of stories we don't know, that somebody called her name and she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt.
That's right.
How many times have you, that, well, I don't turn into a pillar of salt. You know, I was thinking, sometimes I was thinking about, some of you all don't know it, but I ran in the masters for, that's 40 and up, and then seniors for 40 to 50, right? And it was world class, yes, for real. All right? I'm trying to walk 200 meters down the hospital. I ain't thinking about running nothing. Yeah, you understand? I do a good walking, but Sister Gwen will tell you, I used to run 3 miles down to the gym and work out, run 3 miles back. I walk 3 miles now, four miles. I walk back, and I ain't going to no gym lifting nothing. You see? But if I do this here, that's going to be an injury.
That's right.
Because my body ain't the same body it was. Are you understand? In everything, quit. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care what your daddy said, ex-husband, ex-wife, friends. Why are they so important to what they said yesterday that you're carrying it today? Why are you listening to these people back here? Right? You a new person. And you walk in and you seek these wise counsel. And you found a new direction and a new path. We're not looking back there anymore. Right? We Christ-like people now, right? And so we don't even care. Good or bad, what good does it do you?
That's right.
It doesn't matter, okay? You say, I use it all the time because you all are Chief fans. Don't nobody care this year what they won last year.
That's right.
If they did, they wouldn't be drafting more players to win what?
Again.
This year. They're focusing on what, last year? Or are they focusing on the year ahead of them? Well, that's us in our life, you see. I don't care how good your relationship is now. Some of you, y'all look cute sitting beside each other. I don't care how good it is now. Hard times are going to come. Okay? So you preparing for the future.
Yes, amen.
Because what you understand? All right, here we go. And so we heard that. Jesus says, if you're going to start working and you're working for the kingdom of God, you're going to be that kingdom woman, that lady, that kingdom man, that gentleman, then said you can't be looking back.
That's right.
Because the back will have such a great influence on you, okay, that you might turn around and turn into a pillar of salt.
Right.
Are you with me?
Amen.
But that's not us. Say, that's not us. We Christ Temple North people.
That's right.
All right. And so forward we charge. Forward we charge. And even when we fall what?
Forward.
We don't even fall backwards over here. Because there are going to be things that's going to happen, you see. There are things that are going to happen. It's just life, okay? But the way we used to handle it, we handle it different now.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I got a friend and I was talking to. I won't mention names I was talking to. And she's got to deal with mama, bearing her mother and all this stuff. And she's got to understand that where she's at, the other folk ain't.
That's right.
Yeah, let them look back. Don't you look back. You keep going forward. That's what we do here, you see, because the crowd's back here behind you. You see, right? But you got to go this way.
That's right.
And so this is the last time you got stuff in here. Leave it at the altar or somewhere. All right? Here we go.
Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14, he said, not that I have already obtained all this.
He says, not that I've got it all together yet.
Or have already arrived at my goals.
And every human being ought to have goals. If you ain't got a goal, you ain't growing. And if you ain't growing, you're dead.
That's right.
Anything ain't growing is dead, all right? You ought to have some goals. Doesn't matter how old you are in here, you don't get that excuse in here. It doesn't matter how old you are in here, you ought to have a goal.
That's right.
See, and I like telling things, you know. My goal is to be as sharp as Sister Joyce is. Because she's 3 years older than me, I think. 2 years older than me, whatever. And she walks in here like she's 25. Switching. Yeah, right. Right, right. That's my goal. Hey, come on here. 77, come on here. My goal is 77, and you ain't got to tell me, I know I'm good, but what I'm saying, I ain't nobody tell me that, but I'm looking for the future, somebody that's older than me, and I'm looking at them, and the energy, yes, and the energy that person has, and the way that person carries themselves, my goal, that's my goal. Are y'all with me? You see, so it doesn't matter what age you are to still have goals. You ain't dead. Folks get talking about over the hill at 40. You ain't even got to the hill at 40. You see what I'm saying? All right, get me out of this.
Paul went on to say, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
Well, you know what you're pressing on. This is about Jesus now. Say that. It's about Jesus now. All right?
Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have arrived.
And that's a good thing, because if I haven't arrived, what? I'm going forward to the higher goal. Okay?
Or to have taken hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I do.
Now, I like this. One thing I do, I'm what?
Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
I'm forgetting all that mess that was behind me, and I'm straining towards the things that's ahead of me. You see, you have a lot. All of you all laughed when I talked about Sister Joyce and me. Okay, she don't mind me saying this, right? You better hope you're looking as good and as fit as.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's giving you a goal because you're striving. Hey, you better start now.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? What this future? Future. You have, no matter how old you are, you have a future if you go forward.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
He goes on and says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
And he's called me what? Heaven. And guess what he said? List some of the things that God has said for you. Greater is he that is in who?
Me.
Than he that is in?
The world.
That's you. That's you. Come on, people. That's you. People afraid. I'm not afraid, but you all afraid. Don't say it, but you all don't want to be like your pastor. Say it. I got greatness in me.
I got greatness in me.
God told me that.
God told me that.
And I accept it.
And I accept it.
But let's give God a hand clap there.
Amen. Amen, yeah. Pastor.
That's what the book says. He said, you see, we walk around here, you people are like, don't with the word greatness, and I'm a good. No, yeah, I'm great. I'm great. God
That's
put
right.
the seed of greatness in me. The Bible says it. And there's two things God can't do is fail and lie.
That's right.
All right. So if he said it, I believe it. That means me. So I can walk around here with greatness in my life. And here's some of y'all's problem. You have greatness, but you're running with the wrong crowd.
Hmm.
And you're running with a crowd that calls you to look back. And when you look back, you forget who you are in Christ. You see? I don't care about my used to be. My used to be is dead.
That's right. Amen.
You see? You understand? You're going to do better?
Amen.
You accept what God has given you?
Amen.
All right, go ahead, my brother.
Now we're going to back up and read Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 8, and then again, verse 12 and 14. And he said, yet of all the accomplishments that I once took credit for.
Of all of the accomplishments that I once took credit for, what?
I've now forsaken them. And I regard it all as nothing compared to the delight of experiencing Jesus Christ as my Lord.
Ain't nothing that I've ever accomplished in my life excite me more than the day that I took Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior.
That's right.
Ain't nothing that I accomplished. And you know, I've done, y'all's pastor has done a lot of things, got a lot of awards and all of this, but the greatest award he ever got is eternal life.
Amen.
Eternal life ain't nothing greater than eternal life.
Amen.
By accepting from Jesus Christ. Are you with me?
Amen.
All right.
To truly know him meant letting go of everything from my past.
What? Letting go what?
Of everything from my past.
So why are you hanging on to something that God told you to let go? And there's some people in here. Let it go. You can't fix it. Let it go. Sure, it was tough. And some of you all have had some tough times. I know that. You came from some families with a lot of abuse and all this kind of stuff. And people have abused. You've had some bad divorces, some bad relationships. You've had some health problems. You've had a lot of different things going on in your life. But look at where you're at.
Amen.
Let it go.
Amen.
Let it go. It's time to let that stuff go.
Amen.
Say this after me. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
All of the ugliness.
All of the ugliness.
That I ever experienced in my life.
That I ever experienced in my life.
No, either I brought it in or other people brought it in.
Either I brought it in or other people brought it in.
I'm letting it go.
I'm letting it go.
Give God a hand clap. You see what I'm saying? Let it go. Let it go. And some of you in, listen to me. You're sitting, let me go up and look at the bricks. You're sitting in here and you've had some issues in your life, maybe with your husband, wife, spouse, what you had those issues. Quit going over the same thing. It's time to let it go and start a new relationship.
That's right.
Period. Start all over again. Start all over again. It can be a health thing. Start all over again. Let it go. We don't do that here. We're not carrying that mess. We're not carrying that mess into our life.
Keep it real, man.
into our life. We're letting it go. We're letting it go.
Keep it real.
Go ahead.
He goes on to say, not only am I letting everything go from my past, but I'm throwing all my boasting on the garbage heap.
He said, I'm throwing it all. Throwing all that stuff. The past and what? It doesn't matter what, good or bad. I'm throwing. When you walk out of this church this morning, I want you to walk out of this church walking in the newness of Christ, period. Throw that mess out of the way, good or bad. What good is it doing you? It ain't doing you no good. Yesterday doesn't work today. You see, and we glad. You see? Go ahead, please.
The pastor's saying, Paul said it this way. It's all like a pile of manure to me now.
I got close. And that's what Paul said. This is what it says. This is the book. Open your Bible. That's what it says in here.
It says manure.
And the other one says dong.
That's right.
And look it up. Come on, look the words up. Don't get in here. No, it's in here. This ain't me. You see?
Don't
be laughing and you're sitting on that pile.
That's right.
That's what he said. I love the Bible. Amen. I love the Bible. I love the Bible. You see? Okay.
The message says it this way. Yes, all the things I once thought were so important are gone from my life.
Come on. Now, only the people say amen that know. There's a lot of things that I thought was important and you thought was important. Get that mess out. That stuff ain't important.
That's right.
Come on. It's gone from my life. How many of you in here, the only one say amen, that thought things was important, what you wear, who you went out with, I need to go here, I need to go there. And nah. I want to be the man God created me to be, and it's not important for me to act, look like anybody else but the one he gave me.
That's right. Yeah. The Bible says, compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand.
I got a new master now. Firsthand. I have a new master now. You remember when society used to be your master? You see, and some of you in relationships with somebody who's your master, you ain't got that mess no more.
That's right.
Christ is my master now. Mm-hmm. I live for Christ.
Yes.
I live for Christ now.
Amen.
And it's a freedom when you live for Christ because you can't please people.
That's right.
And you want to be right. Real? Say, be real, Pastor.
Be real, Pastor.
You can't even please yourself.
Amen.
You see, but Christ is my master now. And it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to know Jesus Christ as your master. The only problem I have sometimes is I want everybody to experience it. And some folks just ain't ready. But they have no idea how their life would change if they would let Christ take over their life and let Christ become their master.
That's right.
All right? Or the Spirit of Christ, all right?
He said, everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant.
Insignificant.
Dog dung.
He keeps going back again, talking. We talked about it. It's nothing. But because you know what? It can't give you joy. How many people in here has had somebody make them happy? All of us. Amen.
Amen.
Same person made us sad.
That's right.
They took that happiness away from us. But guess what? Nobody can do. They can't take my joy.
That's right.
Because they can't give me joy. Only Christ gives me joy. And that's feeling to have that joy. When I'm unhappy, guess what I can have? Joy.
That's right.
All right?
He goes on and says, so that I may be enriched in the reality of knowing Jesus Christ.
And say that word again, enriched?
Enriched in the reality.
Of knowing Jesus Christ. We don't talk about Jesus Christ enough. In knowing Jesus Christ. Man, there's no rich like that. In knowing Jesus Christ.
And embrace him as Lord in all of his greatness.
Embrace him in what?
All of his greatness.
In all of his greatness. You hear this morning?
Amen.
Look at you. How great is that?
Yes.
Some of my people in here that survived cancer, and we have many of them, breast cancer and different cancers. You hear this morning?
Amen. Yes.
Now, can I say something? Thank you. Can I say something that's not ugly? You hear this morning and been to funerals for other folk.
That's right.
But you here.
That's right.
Because of God's what?
Greatness.
Greatness. You understand what I'm saying? How can you not be excited about living in God's greatness? I mean, wow. God's greatness. All right. I mean, God is so great, he's saying, I want people to go to church at Christ Temple North, so I'm going to hold off nature. So they can go, and then they can go to the store, because some of you like to do that, and then they can go home and live in the blessings that I provided for them in their homes.
Amen.
Right? And Brother Roderick, you get an incredible message, too. Get your spirit filled, your soul fed. The only thing you got to do in a few minutes is get your chicken wings or pop, whatever it is, whatever you're going to eat. Feed your belly. Because you say, I'm full. You can walk in the store and say, I'm full. My spirit is full.
Amen.
You see? So I'm just going to go and chill out. Think about that.
That's right.
Think about that. Think about how you blessed it is. I was telling Sister Gwen this morning, First Lady this morning, I was just on a kind of a spiritual high. Sister Denise, I was like, and I said, all you had to do is turn. Have y'all looked at them bomb, how they done wiped out those people in Palestine and the thing and Quran? Well, you know what I'm talking about. The Russians blew up. It's just cement. And we going home to beautiful homes, food, shelter, clothing. Are you kidding me? How great is he?
That's right.
How
That's
great
right.
is he? How great is he? How great is he? All right.
Back down to verse 12 as a reminder that we can't do it on our own. He said, I admit that I haven't yet acquired the absolute fullness that I'm pursuing.
And what? I am what? I am what?
Pursuing.
I am what?
Pursuing.
That means you're alive. And you got life, and there's something you want. Some of you need to, you're stagnant. Get out of that mess and go ahead and go forward. Something, drop that off. God's got something bigger for you. He's got bigger plans for you. You see? Start pursuing what Christ has for you. All right?
But he didn't just say do it. He says, I run with passion into his abundance.
Into what?
His abundance.
And he said, Satan comes to kill and steal and destroy. And then Jesus said, whoa, but I come to give you life and life more abundant. Give God a hand clap for that. All right?
So that I may reach the purpose for which Christ Jesus laid hold of me to make me his own.
Who do you belong to?
Him.
Who do you belong to?
Jesus.
Who do you belong to?
Jesus.
Live like it. Live like it. Live like it. All right?
But the key is verse 13. I don't depend on my own strength
and
to
you
accomplish
better,
this.
And some of us will tell you, that won't work. No, that won't work. Okay?
I do have one compelling focus. I forget all of the past. And I fasten my heart to the future instead.
All right, I want you to read that, and everybody repeat it after the reader.
I forget all of my past.
I forget all of my past.
As I fasten my heart,
as I fasten my heart
to the future instead.
To the future instead.
That's exciting.
Yes.
You came here this morning for Pastor Fields to tell you in Christ Jesus you have a future.
That's right.
You have a future in Christ Jesus. You're living for your future. You have a future. You have a future in Christ. All right?
And then he said, I run straight for the divine invitation of reaching the heavenly goal.
Yes, sir.
And gaining the victory prize through the anointing.
And I want everything that he's got. I want all the prizes he's got for me. All right?
Now, in closing, we're going to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Now, say my time's up, but it's never up. You want me to read it?
Yes.
Here we go. All right, here we go.
The voice says, so since we stand surrounded by all those who have gone before.
And see, when we look at this here, we act like there's no heaven. You know, we got some folks looking at us.
That's right.
Thank God.
Yes.
All right?
Not just some folks. An enormous cloud of witnesses.
A whole cloud of witnesses.
Yes, yes.
Let us drop every extra weight, every sin that clings to us and slackens our pace.
You ready for that? Start dropping off some stuff over here. Quit carrying some stuff. Get rid of it. That's up to you. Drop it off. Jesus done paid for that stuff. Why are you kids carrying it?
That's right.
Drop that mess off. All right?
Then we're told to let us run with endurance the long race set before us.
And we got a what kind of race?
Long race.
And everybody has a race that God has set before.
That's right.
Run your race. Come on. All right? Don't get in somebody else's lane. See, I'm a track coach, okay? You ain't never heard a sprinter want to run a marathon.
That's right. Teach.
You know, the track folks know what I'm talking about here. You see, sprinters want to run the sprint. Middle distance want to run middle distance. Distance run distance.
That's right.
Stay in your race. Stay in your race. Because you got the tools to win if you stay in your race. You're getting somebody else's is when you start losing. All right?
But here's the key. Stay focused on Jesus.
Stay focused on Jesus.
Who designed and perfected our faith. He endured the cross and ignored the shame of that death because he focused on the joy that was set before him. And now he's seated beside God on the throne, a place of honor.
And that's what the whole thing should be. You see, I ain't doing your eulogy, but kind of. That's the only thing that you want. We get too caught up in these funerals, and we call them everything else, but they're really funerals. But anyway, did the person honor God with his life? Did she honor God with her life? You know what I'd like to do one day? You get somebody, maybe I'll have them do it for mine, say, a pastor feels honored God with his life.
That's right.
We done.
That's right. That's right.
There's nothing else matter. Everything else is entertainment.
That's right.
Everything else is entertainment. Did the man or woman honor God? So if they honored God with their life, we done.
That's right.
That's the only thing that matters. If they honored God, you can smile and say, all right, let's go to dinner.
You Amen.
See? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm going to talk about me. I've already told my family we ain't doing all that crazy stuff. Haven't I told y'all that? We ain't doing all that. You say, I said, no. The man, I lived a life to honor God.
That's right.
When he calls me in, I'm in.
That's right. It's time.
All in. Y'all go get something to eat and keep kicking.
That's right.
No, mean it.
That's right.
Okay. I know I'm right about that. Did he honor God? Did she honor God? If they honored God with their life, then let them go. They've done their work.
That's right.
Okay?
And lastly, from the message, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on.
I love it.
It means we better get on with it.
Just get on with it.
Strip down.
Strip down.
Start running.
Start running.
And never quit.
And don't quit. That's who we are over here. Forget all that. Let's keep going. You see? Strip down, get running, don't quit. When you walk out here today, never be the same ever again in your life. Somebody say, where you go? Say, I'm running, I'm never going to quit. I'm running to be the kingdom man. I'm running to be the kingdom woman. And I'm excited about it. And at the end of the finish line, the only one thing I want anybody to say about me is he honored God with his life. She honored God with his life, her life. All right? I finish up.
No extra spiritual fat.
No fat.
No parasitic sins.
Ooh.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Keep your eyes on who?
Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in.
He done the same thing.
Study how he did it.
Study how who did it?
He did it.
All right.
Because he never lost sight of where he was headed.
He knew where he was headed.
That exhilarating
finish. We ought to not
finish.
Lose sight of where we headed. Huh? Amen. Where you headed? To heaven.
Right.
Don't lose sight of that. It's going to be some tough days. It's going to be some hard days. But it doesn't matter because I'm headed to kingdom.
That's right.
All right?
That exhilarating finish in and with God. He could put up with anything along the way.
Didn't care about what he was dealing with along the way because he was focused on the reward.
Yes. Cross, shame, whatever.
Wait, do that again. He put up with his cross.
Yep.
Do you all know that everybody got a cross to carry?
That's right.
He even said it. Pick up your cross and do what?
Carry it.
He said, follow me.
That's right.
Or carry it. Yep. You got to have a cross. Well, come on, Christian. Everybody got a cross.
Right.
Carry it.
Yes.
All right?
Amen.
Shame.
Shame? How many of you have done some things you've been ashamed of?
Amen.
I'm going to put foot and everything else up here. Yeah, we done that. Yeah. Shame?
Whatever. Right. He said whatever.
Whatever.
And now he's there in the place of honor right alongside God.
And now he's where?
Right
in
alongside
the place
God.
Of honor. Throw that mess out. Put that stuff on the curve.
That's right.
Get a new focus on a new life and a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Come on, gentlemen. Come on, gentlemen. Let's focus on the right stuff. All right, amen. Good, good. Amen.